Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm so fired up for you because you're going to be literally just going over my shoulder. It's kind of like having you in my pocket on this trip to Guatemala. So if you've ever wanted to go overseas and you've ever wanted to give back and see little kids' lives just changing in front of you, this is going to be an awesome video for you to check out in its entirety. So here's what's going on. So we decided to go to Guatemala, my fiance Megan and I, because we are so passionate about building a school in Guatemala. And so part of what we're doing is we're working with an organization called Pencils of Promise. And their mission, their story is absolutely incredible. And they are all over the world building schools to help little kids with education. And so when I heard the story, when I got inspired by meeting a guy named Lewis Howes, and when I've already previously, you know, worked on building a school in Honduras. And so after hearing all that, decided to go to Guatemala and experience it. And so that's what you're going to get in this video, is the full experience of what happened, the journey that we went on, the monkey that was crazy about bananas, the boat ride all the way to the scenery, all the way to the kids' faces and getting our hands dirty building a school. So I want you to check out the full video, and I also want you to know about what we call the Business on Fire Bundle. And so this is $97, and all the proceeds goes to Pencils of Promise to build a school in Guatemala. So we're asking for your help too. And the kicker is that by buying the Business on Fire Bundle, all the proceeds goes to Pencils of Promise, but you're also going to get lots of courses. You're going to get my Product Launch on Fire course. You're going to get John Lee Dumas's Webinar on Fire course. You're going to get Michael Burnoff's course, Brian Tracy's course, and all these entrepreneurs have graciously donated their courses just to help, you know, grease the skids, if you will, so that by putting up $97, you're going to get all these amazing courses to help you set your business and life on fire, and you're going to help us build a school in Guatemala, and you can be proud about that. So stay tuned, check out this whole video about what the experience is like and why you definitely want to lock arms with us and help us build a school, and I'll catch you in a little bit.
Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick-ass business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life, to help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire. All right, so now that we've taken this journey in the van and we're now, you know, right where one of the schools are located, we're staying at this really cool hotel that's at the center of town. They've got the Central Park location, and we've got some cool footage of just what the hotel looks like. And it was actually an old jail cell that they converted into a hotel, and really unique, just architecture and cool stuff. And there's this Central Park in the center of this town. And what was so cool is that we then embarked on, you know, going out to one of the schools, one of the properties. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna share a clip of Megan and I explaining what that was like. And we're gonna weave in some footage about just the WASH program and how they take these schools and how they build them in a way where they get the community involved and how they turn it into a situation where it's sustainable, where it's not just building a school there and then they leave, and then it maybe becomes dilapidated. It's getting the community to take pride and build it together so that when Pencils of Promise goes to the next community to build a school, that it's sustainable years and years and years later, and then that community flourishes and prospers. So we're gonna roll some footage about Megan and I, just sharing what this day was like, because it was absolutely amazing. You're gonna love it.
Hola!
Hola!
All right, so this is our second day with Pencils of Promise, and I don't even know where to begin. It was so freaking amazing. So I guess we got up early at the butt crack of dawn and had some breakfast, which was good.
Yeah.
And then what did we do from there?
From there, then we got into a Pencils of Promise shuttle, and our driver Eric took us about 2 hours or so, two and a half, to get to the site that we were first going to see, and we participated and helped with the WASH program that Pencils of Promise does.
It was super cool. Eric's like a shorter version of the guy from Transporter. He's just driving through these crazy streets and like bumpy, crazy bumpy roads, not normal roads.
Not at all.
And it was so cool that we got there. All the kids like came like running out of the classrooms, and we like ended up playing soccer for, I don't know, a good half an hour. It was boys versus girls.
Yeah, one of the little boys, he grabbed Nick and pulled him to one side and said, "Mujeres over there," and we're like, whoa, what? There's more boys than girls. This is an unfair advantage.
Totally fair.
Totally unfair. But the girls did score the first goal.
Well, woo! that was an amazing goal because Megan had a sweet assist, and then Susie just cranked it. But it was cool. Before that, this little boy literally almost did like a full bicycle where he was like upside down, inverted, kicked it backwards, and it just barely, I still think it was a goal. But they say it wasn't. But this kid, it was what, in sixth grade, and he did a freaking bicycle kick, almost like that would have won the game. But it was super fun. It was so much fun running around playing soccer with these little maniacs, and you know, then we went inside, and what's crazy about them is that they have that they build the schools, but they're all about the sustainability, and that they have this whole WASH program, and so tell us what that was like.
So
learning how to brush our teeth.
Yeah, well, the WASH program is just teaching them how to wash their hands, sanitation, and hygiene. So after we participated with the soccer game, the football game, they taught the kids to go wash their hands. And Nick took a video of them washing their hands, singing this song that they put in, because it's so important that they keep up with their hygiene, and they might not learn that at home. So they get to learn that with Pencils of Promise, which is absolutely amazing. So after that, we went into a classroom, a sixth grade classroom, and Nick and I learned how we need to properly brush our teeth, because apparently we've been doing it wrong the entire time. We had to come to Guatemala to learn how to
They're teaching these kids how to brush their teeth, and they're saying how they go like up and down on the sides, and we just go back and forth.
Yeah, I don't know about you.
I don't know about you, but they have a 7-step way to brush teeth, and so we learned a little something new. But it's kind of crazy because they like break down why kids are or are not in school. And it comes down to things like hygiene and things like how they build the schools. And like there's a lot of rain in Guatemala, so they have these special roofs that like are insulated, so there's not the crazy noise from like a tin roof. And so it's just really awesome to see the experience and see the kids and see how much of a difference that the money in these schools are making, and how well they're being built, and how they get the community involved so that it's sustainable. And from there, I think the best part was when we went and we drove, and they didn't tell us where we were going. And so we're pulling up to this other spot, and I noticed, you know, it says Escuela. And then what happened from there?
Like, so what was funny is a guy that's also on this trip, this donor trip, his name is Eric, and he's been involved with Pencils of Promise for about 3 years now. And his mom's actually from Guatemala. So, he just kind of curiously asked, like, where are we right now? And Jesse, who is
the program director
in Guatemala currently, he goes, "What does that school say?" And Eric read it, and it was actually the school that he donated to and that was built. And what was really awesome was that it was in memory of his late uncle, who unfortunately passed too soon. And to see the emotion on his face and his fiance's face of that, and I just started to cry and got emotional. And and then I just looked at all the kids and saw like the impact that this school was making in their lives and their smiles, and how filled up and happy they were, and how excited they were even just to see us there and running around with us. And
so cool.
It's so adorable. I want to adopt like 10 of them.
Definitely one of my favorite parts of the trip is that seeing Eric's impact on a school that's been there for a couple of years, and seeing the emotions for him and the plaque on the school that showed in memory of, you know, his uncle, and just so cool. And then from there we went and met the local team from Pencils of Promise here in Guatemala and in their office, and it was really cool because they had a nice lunch for us, and we went around the table and everyone shared the stories, and they made everyone realize like how important that it was for us to share why we're donating and why we're spending our time doing this for the POP team, and then also for the POP team to explain why they're so excited and why they do it for us. So it was just a really cool experience, and the day is not over. If I could hold my arm any longer, we probably would keep going, but my arm is about to totally just give out. So we're about to go have dinner. Actually, we're about to go run around Central Park and where is this again?
Shayla.
I can never remember.
Spelled X-E-L-A.
So we're going to go run around Shayla and explore and then have an awesome dinner with the rest of the crew here. So it should be a lot of fun, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Adios,
muchachos.
Man, it's so much fun and so crazy to see the impact and what was going on, you know, at those schools, and to see the kids playing soccer. As we were playing soccer with them, it got intense. It got really intense, and they were so good. And that little Pele style, like bicycle kick, was crazy. And it was just so much fun. And to see the looks on their faces, and it's like Larry always says, who's on the trip with us, that to see the smiles on their faces, they were lit up with energy and life and love, like the smiles he sees on his grandkids' faces. And you know, that's part of what Pencils of Promise brings to the table. It's enriching that community, building the school, and literally changing lives. So what we're about to show now is just some really cool footage on day three. So day three, we're up bright and early in the van, and we're going to another school, into another community. And at this point, we pull up, and we know that we're gonna do some work. We know we're gonna get our hands dirty. We have no idea what we're doing. That's what I love about this trip and how they run this, is we knew we were going to a school, we knew we were going to do some work, but what we did not know is that we got out of the van, and all of a sudden, it looked like there was a parade. So we get out of the van, and all of a sudden we walk up, and here's what we see. So it was crazy. We had this whole community on a Saturday that came out, and they put on this whole dance and routine. There was the kindergartners, the first graders, there was the sixth graders, right? There was the whole, there was just kids, you know, in their you know, dress, you know, that's part of their culture, and they had offerings where they're giving us like corn and all kinds of stuff, and it was so cool. It was for us. It was them welcoming us and thanking us for the donations and the building of the school and their community. And what I loved is that from that experience, we got a little tour. You know, we started walking around, and we got to see that, you know, in that community, there were already existing structures. So Pencils of Promise didn't come in and knock them down. They said, you know what, even though they weren't perfect, even though that they were hot inside and when it rains, you can't even hear, and there's 60 kids to one little room, they said, you know what, we're gonna build an additional building in the back, and that's gonna provide for, you know, greater education for more and more kids. So what I'm excited to show you guys is a clip of, you know, what we're there to do. And, you know, we're there to mix concrete and get our hands dirty and to lay down basically a big, huge sidewalk in front of the school. And what you're gonna see are clips of the differences in the schools, in the heat and how they're built and the technology and the things that Pencils of Promise uses in their school and why, and then also just about how we're, you know, getting our hands dirty, helping out and building and volunteering. So check it out, it's super cool.
So right now they're getting the community involved to lay down cement that's gonna go right over here. All the way down. And what's so cool about this classroom is that it is so noticeably cooler in here than it is in the other classroom. I mean, probably 10 degrees or something like that, but it's noticeably cooler. It has granite floors, all kinds of ventilation. And I'll show you, almost tripped. I'll show you the other classrooms that are super hot in here. These are the ones that are existing, and they are coming in not to replace these because that may upset the community, but instead just add the building I just showed you. And so this is, I mean, literally probably 10 or 20 degrees hotter than the other one. And I guess with the roof, it is, it doesn't have the technology and the insulation like the ones that are being built that are white. So it's harder to hear and keep kids focused. This is just the other part of the community where we had, they welcomed us with dancing and all kinds of cool stuff. And here's just another classroom setting that this was, again, a prior structure before Pop came in to build. Way hotter in here and just a different setting. All right, now time to get back to get our hands dirty, roll up the sleeves, and then you can see over here, this is where the Pop School donation is being built and where we're volunteering. And it's so cool to see them getting all the community members involved so that when they leave this area, that it's sustainable and the community members continue to carry on.
So there you can see just the differences between the different schools and how, you know, they're built with the structures and the technology between the roofs and the insulation and the flooring so that it's cooler. And it just, it's, every year Pencils of Promise evolves as an organization. They're able to cut costs and get these things built more efficiently. And what's super cool is, you know, now you're gonna be able to see just, you know, how we were helping out and getting involved. And you'll notice that the whole community is helping out. You've got women running us waters. So you've got them bringing water for the cement. You know, you've got the men, you know, just mixing the cement and laying it down. Super cool.
Taking some concrete up in here. How's it going in there, Eric?
Not bad.
Not bad. Larry putting in work. Making it happen. That's gonna be heavy. Where's that going?
I'm gonna go over here to dump it for laying some cement. Babe, it's heavy. Come on. How's this?
Woo! Whoa.
Laying the logo.
What up? So we're almost finished. We've got this pile of almost concrete. What up? Left. And say what's up, guys. And we're almost done. We got this all made from here all the way down there. One little spot over here we gotta fix up, finish up. Oh, here we go. The Pencils of Promise logo coming together. ¿Cómo está?
Bien.
Looks good, looks good. Getting dirty. Getting dirty. Trying to beat the rain. Eric's getting dirty.
Yeah. Sweaty too.
Sweaty and dirty. Brittany's getting dirty. Boom.
All right, so after we wrapped up there, we ended up having this amazing meal together where they made us just this Guatemalan spread. It was like their local soup with chicken and rice and vegetables and so delicious tortillas. And so we, you know, we celebrated together. We had a great meal. We embarked back in the car for, you know, a ride back to the hotel. And one of the things that's just so special about this event is the dinners and building connections with the folks from Pencils of Promise and hearing their stories about the impact and what's going on. And it's kind of like that debrief at the end of the night. And you just start to see, you know, not only just the impact it makes, but just, you know, why Pencils of Promise is doing this and how big their hearts are and how big their vision is for where they want this to expand to. So we got some cool footage of just, you know, heading to a very unique restaurant and, you know, enjoying a great meal together. And then it's all about waking up and doing it all over again. So where I'd like to take you next is what happens on our final day together as well. now we are here on the fourth day together, and super cool. This was a very unique day for us, and we decided that we're going to head closer towards the airport, and they took us to a beautiful area that many would regard as one of the most beautiful areas literally in the world. And so it's a gorgeous lake that's surrounded by volcanoes. And this was kind of like, you know, after we'd seen all the schools, we kind of put in that work. This was a little bit of a treat for us to just bond together and have this experience there and also see and experience the culture. So, we took off in the van, cruised to the lake, got there, and what you're about to see is some footage about this nature walk that they take, you know, folks on when you come on one of these trips. And so as we're going there, we noticed that you can, you know, buy bananas to feed the monkeys. And I'm thinking, that sounds like a great idea, right? So this clip is, you'll see what happens when we start to feed the monkeys.
Hey, monkey. ¿Qué pasa? Hey. Okay. Oh, yeah. Here we go. There's a banana.
Can you say thank you?
You've been great for me. Oh, he loves it. Stretching too, huh? He's just showing off now.
He's like totally posing.
And he is not shy in front of the camera, that's for sure. And that's why I should have bought a whole bushel of bananas.
Oh my gosh.
They are smart.
Are you sitting?
Yeah.
Okay. Crazy little fella, right? Jumping all around, and so yeah, that was cool, just being the monkeys. One actually snuck out of the fence and literally was like up by her feet, and we're like, I don't know if that's a good idea, maybe we should keep walking. So we kept cruising along, finished up that little hike, and got back to the hotel. And what was really cool is we're able to just experience the culture, the markets, you know, pick up any souvenirs, things like that. For me, my souvenir that we picked up called Sacapa, which is this ridiculously tasty rum. It's like rum and scotch, kind of like this hybrid blend that is just, as Larry would say, it's as smooth as velvet. So good. But so, you know, we did some shopping at the market, things like that, had a good time. And then we decided to take this, you know, take a boat ride on this amazing, beautiful lake, because it is just gorgeous with all of the volcanoes surrounding it. And there's a lot of history with Pencils of Promise. You should definitely read the book. Because there's a lot of history about Adam, the guy that started this, and being on the lake, and they used to have an office out here. And so to see that, and you know, we basically rented a boat and we cruised out. This thing was just nuts how like choppy it was. And we got to experience and rip around and see the beauty, and then see, you know, this just little moments of where, you know, things had happened with Pencils of Promise and little stories that Adam had done or where he was staying out there. And we just got a great experience in this beautiful area. So check out some of the footage and some of the photos about this boat ride and about the lake.
So how awesome was just the footage in Guatemala? There's so many moments that were just incredible. My personal favorite is seeing Eric's reaction as we went up to the school, and he had no idea, but the $25,000 that Eric donated, he wasn't expecting to see the school that he physically, you know, paid to be built. And we walked up and you just saw his reaction. He said, "Where are we?" And it's like, oh, you know, this is the school that you built. And seeing the faces of the kids and seeing the principal come out and be so happy and grateful for what he had done. And the plaque on the school was in dedication to his late uncle who passed away too early. And it's just, it was one of those emotional experiences that was so incredible. So I want to thank you for watching this entire video. And with you here right now, I want to also encourage you to just join us. Join us in building a school in Guatemala. It's so easy to get involved and to take part in it and to feel pride about, you know, building a school in Guatemala with us. And here's how simple it is. You just go to businessonfirebundle.com. Just go there right now, and for $97, the proceeds will help us build the school in Guatemala, which is $25,000 in total is what it takes. But the other thing is that you're going to get access to a whole bunch of courses, over $6,000 of courses. This is not a marketing value. This is what these courses are sell for online. I have asked Brian Tracy, Mike Koenigs, John Lee Dumas, Michael Burnoff, lots of entrepreneurs to just give us their courses. And what happens is that when you buy the Business on Fire bundle, you are going to just get access to these courses that cost hundreds of dollars each. And so in that bundle, you've got My Product Launch on Fire, which is a $1,000 course that teaches you how to monetize your passion online. You've got John Lee Dumas' Webinar on Fire, how to sell online using webinars. Michael Burnoff's Call to Action, how to get more done in 5 days than you would in 5 months. You've got Brian Tracy on time management, on leadership. Mike Koenigs has event tickets in there. We have even tickets to our event called Ignite in December, where we're going to be walking on hot coals. It's a 3-day transformational event valued at $1,000. So all of that comes with the purchase of the Business on Fire bundle for $97. And again, you're going to be helping us build a school in Guatemala. So I'm just asking for your help. And there's many, many lives that will be changed as we build this school. Looking forward to, you know, you working with us, donating, grabbing the Business on Fire bundle. And we'll keep you posted every step of the way. And hope you're having an awesome day. Grab the bundle now. And that's just businessonfirebundle.com. We'll catch up with you soon.